Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Barbells and Boxcars, the podcast where two guys try to do CrossFit and fail the dice rolls.
Yeah.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Rodel.
And welcome to this week's episode.
Yeah.
We're actually doing it two weeks in a row, which is sort of a record.
Yep.
Not a record, but
we're being consistent this time.
Very consistent.
We're trying to, at least.
Well, it's mainly because we have time now.
Yeah.
We had time.
We're trying to.
On Sunday we had time too.
Yeah.
So let's just dive right in.
Yeah, so anything
CrossFit?
Good?
New? CrossFit new?
Anything new? Any news on the CrossFit?
Yeah,
the
I have
CrossFit
news. We fucking forgot to do that video contest that was supposed to be submitted.
Oh, they pushed it back to one month. Yeah.
March?
March 31st. Yeah.
That's news. Look out for that, because we might actually do it this time.
Oh, I thought you knew about that.
No, I didn't. I remember I texted you.
Yeah.
About it, and you said, no, we've just been busy.
Yeah.
You never said that you pushed it back.
Oh, they pushed it back. I saw a video. They did a video on it on the CrossFit Journal. Like, they pushed it back. Come on.
So,
oh, did I not?
That is not a...
Did I not tell you that? Okay.
So, what that means is we have one more month to not do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no, actually, I want to try it. I think we should really try it. I want to put... You can do you, because you just recently got it.
Yeah, but then
put
the thing
prize
is...
money.
We can't... it's hard for me to go to the gym around your time, because I work in the afternoon.
I don't know what to tell you. Weekends.
Oh yeah, we could do weekends. Saturdays.
Yeah, we can do all the filming. We just need to do filming.
Okay.
We just need to get the video down.
We need to.
Well,
how are we gonna do it? What are we gonna do?
So we're gonna do it like cross style. We're gonna sit on a box. We'll have the gym's logo in the back. Jim, just letting you know, Jim. We'll put it back there. Then we can always just hear the recording. We'll let you dub it over if we have to.
Yeah. Okay.
So. It's 10 grand if we win.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
I think that's probably... Yeah, it's money. It's...
But I think you would have a more, like, a... If you have, like... You know how we talked about inspirational stories not too long ago?
Well, we can do you and Michelle as a couple.
No.
Why?
It's not, Oh, yeah, we could. Then you have to do the filming.
Yeah, so?
Okay, that's fine.
So, just talk about that.
Yeah, we'll come up with ideas, not right now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they have a video contest right now, and if you want to join it, it's, rules are on CrossFit main website.
Yeah, I think, yeah, should be there.
Yeah, it's been going on for, like, a couple months,
since November.
And we just did it. November and December is hard, because of,
busy.
Holidays and stuff.
And work. And life. And you got married, so.
Yeah, well, I got married in September.
Yeah, same thing.
I didn't get back until October, whatever. Anyway, so, we have,
By the way, just a disclaimer, we are filming in my house again. So
yeah.
If you hear dogs in the background, winds blowing, Chad's playing music in the background, you know why.
Yeah, I forgot, that's our disclaimer. Coming to you live from the Barbells and Boxcar Studio in Agate.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, how was your week, though?
Good.
Because we have nothing else to talk about, right?
Yeah.
There's no more news. We're still...
The game's coming up.
Yeah, the Open's coming up.
2 weeks from now.
But if you're listening to this podcast for the CrossFit, you know that already.
If you're listening to the podcast.
For the CrossFit.
Yeah. So, my week, I didn't really go much this week. I went like three times this week, because Monday was Super Bowl Monday.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl Monday. Screw the Patriots. I hate Tom Brady, but he's
You gotta
he's
admit,
awesome.
I think that game was rigged.
Again? Really?
Come on.
Rigged? No, I think Atlanta's defense just gassed out.
Really?
Yeah.
You do know how much points are up in the third quarter, right?
Yeah, like 21.
Yeah. There's no way in hell they lost that in the fourth.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, you think it's rigged?
It's rigged. It's rigged, so Tom Brady gets his fifth ring.
Oh, why? Who the fuck wants to give Tom Brady a fifth ring?
Why
no
not?
One did.
Why not?
Except Patriots fans.
Yeah,
no one did.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I didn't go on Monday because Super Bowl, and I couldn't attend the afternoon classes because I had work.
Okay. So, you went 3 days?
Yeah, I went three
I
days.
I think.
I went 3 days. I skipped.
I worked out 6 days this week.
I think you can go Thursday.
I worked. Well, I went running. I went. Oh. Like, I did a 3K on.
Oh, I ran on Monday.
On
though.
Thursday.
I ran with my puppy.
Oh.
I ran with the new puppy.
So cute. Did you have to pick him up?
Huh?
Did you pick him
no
up?
No way. He ran.
Oh.
He actually ran.
He tires out like. Super
no
quick.
Way.
Okay. Well, but yeah. So you went 3 days. I went
3 days. Pretty much.
I did CrossFit for 5 days this week and ran 1 day.
Cool. So. I ran on Monday, so just to make up for not going to the gym on Monday.
Had to burn off those wings somehow.
Yep. Nope. I didn't eat wings.
Whatever. Party food. You had to burn off the party food.
What was Tuesday's workout?
Tuesday? Yeah. I'm not too sure.
Oh, I think that's the...
I don't know. I went Tuesday, but I don't remember. Oh, Power Cleans. 5 rep max.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
And...
It was a partner one.
It was a partner one, yeah.
Yeah, it was a rope climb, right?
Rope climbs, burpees over bar.
And handstand push-ups.
Handstand push-ups. Yeah, handstand and rowing. Push-ups.
No, it wasn't rowing. Just 3. This is a triplet.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I should know because climbing sucks.
Oh, yeah, I did the rope climbs. I actually did all the rope climbs.
I did 2. Then my grip started failing, and then
you had to do
I did was that rope pulls? The jumping rope pull thingy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That mimics the
Yeah, the scale down for the rope climb. Okay. So yeah. I mean, I still have that fear of heights, man. Like,
oh, me too. Like, so it's kind of funny because when I was doing the rope climbs, yeah. I would get to the top,
yeah,
and like maybe twice, like I would slide my foot up, but yeah. I missed the rope.
Yeah.
So like I'm holding myself up with just my arms.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like rehook my feet.
Yeah.
And I'm already like slipping. 8 feet up. I'm like, oh shit.
Has anyone ever fell in the gym?
No, I didn't see it.
It's like, that's gotta suck. And then on Wednesday, I know we did deadlifts. I know we did a lot of deadlifts. I didn't go Thursday because of Wednesday's workout.
Wow, what was Wednesday? Deadlifts? Something.
It was deadlifts.
I keep forgetting, like, to be like, I don't remember.
We were on a deadlift cycle, so it was a 10 by 7? 10 by, no. 10 by... Where you at?
For Wednesday?
Yeah,
Wednesday. Wednesday was 1,000 meters, double unders, rows, and double unders.
Yeah, but what was the...
1,000 meter run. The deadlifts?
Deadlift. It was 8 by 80%. 4. Yeah.
8
by 4, 80%. So, that sucks.
I think I'm not sure if I haven't done this before, that workout. It's 1,000 meter run, mm-hmm. 100 double unders, yep. 1,000 meter row...
And another 100 double unders.
Yeah.
Or 200 singles if you're scaling.
Yeah.
I was miserable.
I RX that in 18 minutes.
Good for you. I didn't RX that.
I wonder if, I don't know, I don't think I've done it before, so it's not in a PR.
It was 17 minutes for me. But I did single, I had to do 200 singles. I just hate that run. We had to split it up, so I did the rows first.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like that was kind of a mistake because the rows are like my strong point.
Well, I mean, it's shorter. Like you should be able to you should be able to get 1,000 meters done before like your run would be finished.
Yeah. See.
So I mean, it's good because that means you don't have to worry about.
Just worry about the run.
Yeah, just worry about the run.
Yeah, but it kind of slowed me down. That was like my thing. Like the running slowed me down. And with all that deadlifts, it didn't even help at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't stop, which is it's a goal for me.
I haven't been doing, like, a lot of the deadlifts at my percentages because it's just so much.
Really?
Like, the volume is so high. So the other day, I did my 80%, which is around 335. And what was it? I forgot. What the actual rep scheme was.
Yeah.
So I was doing 345, and I did half of that workout.
Yeah.
Half of the sets done.
Right.
Transition to Friday, where it was 365, and I could barely lift 315.
Wow.
So it was like, I just did 315, it was like 10 by 3.
Well, did you do the Thursday's workout? That's what the...
No, I ran.
Oh, yeah, that's the day you ran. Yeah, I, for my deadlifts, I've actually been hitting my the suggested weight. I've been going over like maybe 2-3 pounds over.
Mm-hmm.
So so far it's getting pretty easy. I just need to work on my form though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I gotta use my legs more rather than my back, especially on that first pull. It's always that first pull that screws me over.
Yeah. Me too.
I always end up using my back rather than kind of activating my glutes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
One thing I really liked, so on Saturday, I redid Thursday's workout. So Tuesday's skill/strength was a power clean 5 rep max, and then Thursday was a power snatch 5 rep max.
Yeah.
So on the power clean, I did touch and, because it's supposed to be touch and go.
Touch and go, yeah.
I did 5 touch and go at 80 kilos, which is around 176.
Yeah.
And then I was able to get 3.
Yeah.
I did 5 reps, so it wasn't touch and go. I got 3 touch and go at 90 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
And like one, like then singles at for the last two.
Oh, that's good.
So that wasn't bad. Like, yeah, that was actually pretty good. Yeah. But I only counted the touch and go, which was at 80 kilos.
Yeah.
And then the power snatches, I was able to get 60 kilos, which is around 132.
Not bad.
And then I put it up to 65 kilos, and I did one power snatch.
Yeah.
And I really knew, like, I'm not going to be able to do 5 touch and go of these. And I was contemplating to use straps just so I didn't have to worry about the grip issue. Because the whole thing with me, too, is, like, re-gripping at the bottom.
Yeah.
To get that, to get my hook grip back so I can get, you know, a stronger pull.
Mm-hmm.
And just use straps. But I decided, like, nah, I'm done. Because, like, I wanted to do other things that day.
Yeah.
Like, focus on, like, gymnastic stuff.
I need to work on my hook grip
too. Did you do that workout? Either one? You did the power cleans?
No.
That was Tuesday.
Yes, I did that one.
How many did you get?
I think the highest I went was oh shit, I didn't record mine.
Can you remember? On top of your head? 95?
No. How many kilos is the bar?
40.
40.
I mean, sorry, the bar's 20.
20.
Green, yellow, blue.
Green and the yellow.
So 30 kilos?
And then plus one white, small white one.
So green and yellow is 25.
Yeah.
25 kilos.
Okay.
And the yellow, 30. So 30 kilos.
Yeah, sure.
So 80. So you did 80. So you did the same thing as me.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. It is sucked.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Did you record that?
No.
Ah.
I should have.
Awesome.
Yep.
What about the power snatches? Did you do snatches as well?
Thursday? I scaled that one. I was like, fuck that. Wait, that was Tuesday, right?
Thursday.
Oh, I didn't do Thursday. I didn't go to Thursday class.
Okay. So, yeah.
No, Thursday class was the
power snatches.
No.
Yeah, because it's on the opposite day as the deadlifts.
Oh, yeah. That one.
It's not on the same day.
Yeah, but I didn't go Thursday. Because my back fucking hurts from Wednesday's workout.
All those
deadlifts. Yep. Sucks. Especially my back. Yeah. I guess, you know, we're getting ready for the open. Trying to work out our form and stuff.
Yeah. It's gonna hurt.
Huh? Yeah.
It's gonna hurt. So, the open's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the workouts that they were doing for some of the other competitors in the gym was a redo of 16.3, right? That's the one you were saying was 16.3?
I think it was 16.3. Yeah, I think so.
If it's 16.3...
Is that the one with the increasing weight on the snatches?
No.
Okay, then I'm wrong then.
And I think that was cleans. But that was the one where it was toast to bar, double unders,
okay, that's what
then
I was
cleans.
Thinking of. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay. Well, one of the open workouts was 10 power snatches at 75. Okay, it was 16.3, sorry. So I redid games open workout 16.3, 10 power snatches at 75 pounds, and 3 bar muscle-ups. And I could not get 1 bar muscle-up. Last year I got 3 rounds plus 10 power snatches plus 2 bar muscle-ups. And I did that workout twice last year. I did it... got 3 rounds, 10 power snatches, and 1 bar muscle up.
Yeah.
Then I just got 1 more bar muscle up. I wanted to get 4, but I couldn't.
Aww.
So I've been able to do this workout with at least 9 bar muscle ups, right? Every time. And I couldn't even get 1. And it was very frustrating.
Yeah.
So I tried twice. I couldn't get 1.
Yeah.
And so I decided to just work on gymnastics stuff and do strict pull-ups. So I just did like a 5x5 set and some ring dips.
Cool.
Just to get, you know, some work in. But it kind of led me to figure out what's wrong, like why am I not able to get
muscle ups
again. And I think I've narrowed it down to a few reasons. I think one is I'm just so tired from the week. I worked out
almost every day of the week.
Pretty much every day leading up to that Saturday. Yeah. So I worked out 5 days that week, and then you count Saturday was the sixth day.
Yeah.
Damn,
6 days.
Yeah, so I went 6 days straight. Well, I mean, you know, Michelle wanted to go.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I worked out 6 days. I'm thinking maybe I'm just tired.
Yeah, could be.
Just tired. Muscles are just fatigued.
Right,
without that much rest.
Yeah.
It's only 1 day rest. I don't know if I can. But we'll see. Sure, we'll see how it goes.
That's right.
Two is just I've lost the feeling of how to do it.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't done it in a while. I haven't done one bar muscle up since August.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah. So I mean, well, August, then September, all of September, I was gone.
Yeah.
Didn't work out at all. October, I was just trying to get back into working out.
Yeah.
And even things like 315 on a squat felt heavy. My max is like 380.
Wow.
Like I can barely do 3 reps at 315, which I think I was able to do 5 on.
You lost all your gains. You know?
Yeah, so I lost a lot of strength.
Yeah.
So I think maybe my my skill with able to do muscle-ups with regards to muscle-ups was diminished.
Yeah, time to get it back.
Oh yeah. Well, let's hope. I don't know. I know muscle ups are going to be there. If it's rings, I'm still fucked because I've only done one ring muscle up the entire time I've been trying.
Yeah.
So if it's rings, I'm probably going to get one and that's it. One rep, probably, and that's it.
Yeah.
I probably won't get more. If it's bar, we'll see.
Hopefully, there's no muscle ups in the open.
Oh, there is. It's always one workout with muscle ups.
Hopefully, there's no muscle ups in the open.
I'm going to fucking scale. Like, scale!
Nothing wrong with scaling.
There isn't.
Unless it's a repeat of another open you did, then...
Then I'm kind of screwed.
Yeah.
So I think now that I've kind of identified things on weakness, I'm trying to work on it.
Cool.
So I'm doing some pull-up workout routines just so I can get strength in my back.
Yeah. You're doing it at home?
Yeah. Well, at home and the gym. Like, I'm doing, like, just getting 5x5 done to the point where I'm able to actually do 5 strict pull-ups.
Yeah.
Every time. Oh, I can do more than 5 strict. I can do probably about 8.
8. Okay.
And then my form either totally goes to shit.
Yeah.
Or I'm not able to actually pull myself. I can get my head up to the bar, but I can't get my chin on that. Pass the bar. So I can get about 7 straight.
Yeah.
I did that 5x5 workout, 5 unbroken, and I broke it up. The last 2 I broke up into 3 and 2.
Yeah.
So
I need to practice. I need to work.
And then the dips were fine. Like, I was just, like, cruising on the dips. Yeah. Dips were easy. The 5x5 dips.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
It's just the pull-ups.
It's just the pull-ups.
Yeah.
So I was even...
I wonder if I can even do 5x5.
I think you can. Coach Billy was watching me do it, and he's like, he's noticing that my transition from the pull... to over the bar,
yeah,
to get on top is not as quick. Like, I got enough strength to pull my hips to the bar,
yeah,
but it's just getting to that position where I can get myself over it and push up is lacking. I'm lacking the
shoulder.
I'm not sure. You just said I'm just not there. I need to, like, be faster on that transition. So I don't know what it is, and I'm gonna keep trying it.
Up here.
No, the transition from here to here.
Oh. Chest.
So here, like, because it's like when you do a bar muscle
up,
you're trying to pull to your hips.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm fucking gonna get it. Get it before the open, or at least before that workout that has bar muscle up.
Yeah,
so
you get that shit.
I'm gonna try to do a pull up workout that I remember reading about. Every other day. So just because they're saying like doing it every day is actually may or may not be helpful.
Right. Yeah.
So
do it every other day
is probably better.
maybe every other day and mix it up with some dips.
No, add dips in there too.
Yeah.
Depending on the workout, because I'm still going to do the class. I just want to make sure that I can get everything in. And then,
you do pull-ups at home or just at the gym?
I have total gym. The whatever bar, you know, the one that like sticks in your doorway.
Wedge in your doorway.
No, yeah. you hang it. It's the one with, like the hook.
Yeah.
In the doorway. So I have one of those, and then at my place there's a like a monkey bar area and like a swing area that's missing the top.
Yeah.
The swing set.
Yeah.
The bar's a lot fatter than what a normal circular bar at the gym or pull-up bar is, but I can still get pull-ups done.
Yeah.
So I might just work out at home.
That would be like a suicide grip kind of thing. Like,
yeah, because it's huge. It's like really fat. Thick.
Yeah.
But the pull-up, the monkey bars is a good size. That sort of mimics the gym, I guess. So.
Well, as long as you're working on your shoulder back strength, that should be okay.
Yeah. Oh shoot! Another thing that we didn't mention in our news and announcements is that the gym is having a mobility class, which I kind of want to do. It's on Thursday.
Didn't it start already?
No, it's this week.
Oh, this week.
Starts this week on Thursday.
Fuck, I need mobility, dude. I need to go to that class.
Yeah, so it's a class that's at 5:30, so I'm like, I don't really want to do it.
Why can't you do it?
I have to drop Shelton to work to the drop her to the airport this Thursday.
Oh, she's leaving, right?
Yeah.
How many days is it? How long should she go?
5 days. So, but yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna try it out. So.
5 days of gaming.
I guess. Nothing else.
Just kidding.
So I'm gonna try it out.
Cool.
So
cool.
But yeah, like open prep is it's like sort of very. It's like, you know, opening up my eyes a bit to not to neglect certain things, like.
Yeah.
Because I did that well in that workout in the open, I always thought that I can just go back to it and be like riding a bike, you know, just do a couple reps and then I'll get into it.
Guess what, Nick? It's not.
It's not. Well, the other reason, the third reason, so one, like the first reason was I'm just tired. Second reason is I just lost the skill to do it. Third reason is I gained 10 pounds since the last time I was able to do it. But so the thing is, I don't know whether or not it's fat or if it's just muscle, because I've been doing a lot more, like since then, lot more Olympic lifts, and a shitload more squats.
So, I'm pretty sure it's just you not doing it for a while, anyways.
Yeah,
like you don't have that muscle
memory anymore.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see, and I'm gonna really try and get that back.
Okay.
In time for that workout, if it shows up at the open.
So. If it shows up, I don't think it's gonna show up.
A muscle up will show up.
We'll see.
No, it's gonna show up.
Okay.
Dave Castro is not that nice. Dude, two years ago, they put a muscle up. 2 years ago, they put the muscle up as the first
workout.
As the first thing in the workout.
Yeah.
So everyone that wanted to complete the open RX.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do a muscle up.
Yeah.
You're fucking shit out of luck. Yeah. So.
And it's the first workout.
And it's the first movement in that workout. So if you didn't do it, you're like.
Nope.
You're fucked.
Sorry.
You know, sorry.
RX for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because everyone's saying if you would have put that at the end, you could have people would have RX'd
like at the end of the workout.
Yeah, they would have did it up until the muscle ups and quit. But because they did it first, like I just scaled it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. Because it was rings. It was ring muscle ups. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, it's gonna be my first open. So.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just go to the gym every day. See what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see how it goes.
So this will be like my test for me. It's like 1 year CrossFit. Let's see how well I do in the open.
I think I did. I started in 15. 2015. It was my first open. That's roughly a year.
Yeah.
Because I started in 2013.
Yeah.
And then, the open. 2014 I didn't do because I was only like 4 months into it.
Oh, okay.
4 or 5 months into it.
Ah, see.
So I couldn't do a lot of the weight anyway. So, and there was no scale division in 2014.
Right.
So.
Oh, so you started CrossFit 2014?
13.
13.
Like October of 2013.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. But yeah, that's for me. That's my open talk.
Cool.
And.
Yeah, a bit of mine.
How fucking far I've fallen on the skill tree.
Not that far. Don't worry. Not that far.
Sorry.
I mean, you can still do the weight. Hopefully you can still do the weight.
Which one?
I mean, so hopefully you can still do the weights in the open.
Oh, dude, the weights are not. I don't think the weights are gonna be a problem. It's the body weight stuff.
Maybe the body weight stuff. Okay. Like Barbara, how'd you do in Barbara?
That was partner.
Yeah, how'd you do?
I think we did it in 19 minutes. So it wasn't like typical Barbara, where you actually rest for as long as you did the round.
Yeah.
And instead, you were given a max 30-second rest.
Wait, what did you... How many minutes did you finish?
I think it was... Did you beat... 19?
Like, on the dot, 19?
Well, I'm not too sure. I did not log it. So, I actually need to see if Michelle did, because she has all of our... She logs all of our workouts, and if I don't remember...
Oh, wait, it wasn't even logged. It says legacy on the thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Oh, that's... Okay, maybe that's the reason why I couldn't log it. I didn't wait till I get to...
I think me and my partner did it like in 19 and 20 seconds, I think. Yeah, 19 and
20. Nice. I need to ask Michelle. She probably...
I remember doing that workout by myself when I was looking for, like, home workouts to do. I remember one time, like, I missed a week. Like, almost, like, 2 or 3 days, almost a week. Yeah, 2 or 3 days of CrossFit. So I tried to find like a CrossFit workout to do at home, and I found Barbara, so I decided to do it.
Yeah, did you finish?
Nope, of course not. Okay. Fuck that shit.
Fine.
I think I went up to 4 rounds before I'm like, no more. But I remember it though, so.
Yeah, I haven't done that as a single workout yet. It's one of the, there's a bunch of benchmark workouts that I haven't done, a bunch of girls' workouts that I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
So. I gotta actually sit down and try it one of these days.
Do it by yourself, man.
Just that's 5 rounds of that shit.
So
20 fucking pull-ups, dude.
Yeah, 20 pull-ups.
Ugh, I want 30 push-ups. Throw up already.
Just break it up to 5. Start jumping pull-ups. If you have to.
Nah.
Ring.
I'll do it.
What?
Nah, I'll do it. I'll try to do it right. I'll try. We'll see.
Yeah, I tried it, but I think my shoulder still kind of. It still feels a little messed up. From when I tried doing a muscle up a while back.
Is it tight or it just hurts?
I think just tight. I don't know.
You need to start doing some band mobility.
I know.
Maybe you go to class, you'll figure it out.
I can't. Yeah. I work. In the afternoons.
Maybe when your schedule switches.
I wish.
So. I don't know. Anything else about CrossFit? You want to bring up?
Oh, they're starting yoga in our class, in our gym too.
They're restarting yoga.
Yeah, restarting yoga. Tuesdays at 5:30 and then Saturdays at 8.
Yeah.
I think I could do Tuesdays.
There's a pretty good yoga workout for weightlifting / CrossFitters on YouTube. So if you actually want to do it at home, it's not that bad.
Did you try it?
I did parts of it. Just watching it just to see what the movements are doing.
Yeah.
And I tried to mimic it.
Yeah.
And it was so hard because my shoulders were so tight. I can barely get into this position.
Yo, that's good for you. Loosen you up.
Yeah, I need to start doing it.
What's the name of the video?
I just search yoga for CrossFit. Okay. Mainly because I was trying to find alternatives to RAMWAD.
What's RAMWAD?
I'm not sure if it is range of motion.
Oh, range of motion.
WAD, but it's basically yoga for CrossFit.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I remember I posted something in Reddit asking them about it, and they were saying do this kind of yoga. It's pretty much the same. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I was just looking for videos.
Okay. I'll look that up. I think I need it.
But yeah, I need to stretch out.
I need mobility stuff.
Hurts.
I need yoga stuff. Ah, okay. Good thing they're starting the class up, because I always wanted to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, 5:30 on Tuesday, so I think I can make that. It's only an hour, right?
I think so. And it's sunset, and it's on the back, the porch on the top.
Yeah.
So it looks nice. You have a nice scenery.
As long as we finish before I go to church.
What time do you go to church?
7:30.
Do you go to church up here? Yeah. Up in...
Opera.
You might have to like.
I know.
Get out 6:30. I'm out.
Yep. Like, right when it ends, I'm done. Right, no breathing for me. Bye.
Roll up your mat.
Yeah.
All right. So other than that, anything else?
Nope. That's it for me.
That's it for me. All right. Cool.
Getting ready for the open. Mentally preparing myself.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So that's pretty much it for our CrossFit talk. There's nothing really a lot bigger.
No.
Nothing super big
that's
come up, so
we should come up with topics next time to talk about.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing every week though. Like unless we want to rehash old stuff? Like, no thanks.
Rehash old stuff?
Yeah, because we talked a lot about our CrossFit intro.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
For beginner stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing, that's the level I'm at. I'm still
that's only like two episodes.
A novice.
We did two episodes of that.
No, but I'm still like, I don't feel like I'm good enough to be a coach.
Yeah.
Or good enough to coach right now. So.
Dude, you've been at it for like, what, 4 years?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean I learned anything.
So?
I learned how to do stuff the right way through trial and error.
Right.
So, that's it.
It's not through the coaches. What?
Oh, well, coaches, because the trial and error like starts with me doing it wrong and coaches telling me to do it.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Try that. So, yeah, I don't know. We don't have anything huge that I want to like work on right now.
Okay.
But, cool. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it for CrossFit.
Yeah.
On to
our gaming stuff.
Gaming stuff.
I need to figure out how to do like a transition like music into gaming.
Get a bumper?
Yeah.
Do and the circus like doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you start playing anything new like video game wise?
Video game wise, no.
No.
I haven't been playing any video games in a while since. Yeah, I haven't been playing Metal Gear Solid lately.
Oh shoot! I downloaded Neverwinter.
How was it?
No. I yeah. played once. I'm like, I don't like no. the way this plays.
No. I stopped playing it. I downloaded it a while back on my PC.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna delete it. It's like 12 gigs.
Yeah,
12 gigs of space.
Yeah.
The only reason I picked it up is because it was free. It's free to play. I'm pretty sure there's a there's in app or in game purchasing.
I think so. Yeah.
So like some microtransactions.
Yeah.
But, I know. I didn't like it. I think I'm gonna put the money down and actually pick up
Infinity.
No.
Oh.
No, because they don't accept GameStop credit.
Oh.
And pick up The Witcher 3. Maybe I'll do it this weekend since Shell's gonna be gone. I can just game all the time.
Keep saying you're gonna pick up Witcher 3. When are you gonna get it? Are you gonna get it now?
Huh?
You've been saying you're gonna get Witcher 3 for like 3 episodes.
Yeah, I know. I wanna get it. I really wanna get it. Well, the thing is, I'm not trying to spend so much money. So.
Yeah.
But you have
40, a game?
I have like $40 worth of it. So that's like 12 bucks if I get that game.
You're not gonna get it. Next week you're gonna say, I'm gonna get that game. Witcher 3.
I'm gonna get a game!
It's Witcher 3 because it's so cool.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I have to divide my time between video games and painting or doing any of the hobby stuff.
Okay.
So I've been doing some model assembly. I just stripped the daughters of their primer and I have to reassemble them.
You have daughters?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So it's either assemble those.
Yeah.
Or play video games, and I'm pretty sure I want to play with the daughter, so.
Okay.
It's like trying to balance my time.
Oh, which is more important? Video games, or? What game are you playing currently, then?
Video games?
Yeah. Well, don't say freaking Hearthstone.
That's the only game I've been.
I just
got a new tablet, so I just my.
You're enjoying Hearthstone in your tablet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Because, like, it's not the small mobile UI, it's like the actual PC size.
Yeah.
So, like, Michelle got me a Shield from NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Which is great, because even, I used it today to play
War Machine.
Like, War Room on it looks great. It actually runs faster.
Yeah.
And I can use my phone to take pictures, like what we do.
Yeah.
When we're...
Playing?
Yeah. Like, we're actually playing the game, so I can post, like, stuff, post to Instagram.
Fine. So, Instagram Live.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We gotta try to do that.
So, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, so I got a tablet, so I'm looking at games I can play on it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that much that I kind of want to play.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the controller. I think I need to get the controller for it. Because the NVIDIA Shield TV has a controller that you can game off of.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, I don't know if I want to get it. You think I want to get it?
Get it.
Get the controller.
Get
Just get the controller. It's the only thing, and I can play it off this. I'm like,
what are you going to play, though?
I don't know. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Also, there's an HDMI port out, so I can actually just hook it up to my TV. And just play it through there.
Nice.
So, like, that looks pretty cool.
Get it. Get the controller.
I gotta see how it's gonna be.
Is that to get the controller or get more miniatures?
I don't know, man. Look at Infinity. I kinda wanna get Infinity.
Get it!
That's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of Infinity, we played a lot of War Game today.
You did. You did.
Oh,
I got two games in, that's it. No, three games. Two games. Two games.
I played three. I played one with Ben before you came here.
Dude, did our War Machine game lasted almost 2 hours?
I know.
We're both down to like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yep. Dude, we still lost though.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Haha.
I honestly like playing Virus 2.
He's very fun.
He's fun.
I think the scenario is not good for you, though.
That and the way the terrain placement is, I gotta...
Mm-hmm.
That was both of us and you, too.
Shut up.
You boxed yourself in.
Fuck you. It always happens. Fuck. Anyways, that's not a good game. Like, I really had fun with Virus, too. I think it's gonna be my,
main master.
For now. Oh, you know what we should do? We should, like, go through our code. Like, we pick, for, like, every podcast, we pick one card, mm-hmm. and we just freaking dissect it.
This is talk for another time.
Yeah. But, okay. No, I'm saying.
Did you want to do...
Like, model talk.
Model talk, but... We'll talk about this later, because I think there's a couple of good ideas. Mm.
Generating good ideas on the podcast, yeah.
Del, cut this out. Cut it out.
I'll try. I'll remember.
If I remember,
I'll cut it out.
Okay.
Probably not. Most likely not.
So what game did you guys play?
Before you and Trey came in, we played with one of our new friends, Trey, mm-hmm. joined us today. It's pretty cool.
Cool guy.
So me and Van played a game of Infinity. We kind of continue our campaign. So I need to write that up. I think I took some pictures. I need to write up the what happened with our campaign. And then after we played, Trey came over. Then Van and Trey played a game. I don't know how that went because Van, they're not here to talk about it. But yeah, then me and you played a game, War Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Played Virus 2 again, like what we mentioned earlier. And then I saw Van and Trey playing up 40K.
I think we played a single game of War Machine.
Yeah.
And we played a half game of Guild Ball.
Yep. Which was a good trying to get back into Guild Ball session. I mean, we were so rusty, like we forgot some of the rules.
Yeah.
And it's season 3, some rules changed too, so.
And the cards changed. Some of my cards changed.
Not much of my cards changed, but that was alright. I mean, overall, I think we still got the hang of Guild Ball. So it's still like riding a bike. We just had to put one training wheel on it.
Yeah.
One training wheel.
Well, it's kind of funny, though, because what was it, October? Yeah. That we last played Guild Ball. I mean, but we played, like, maybe 6 games of it. We
played a shit ton of games.
Yeah. And we just got tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think... thing was we wanted to play a lot more War Machine,
yeah,
because we were just like, we were losing that too,
yeah,
because we haven't played in a while.
Maybe the next con, Neocon, we can do
War Machine. More, yeah, we're actually gonna try to do that, some more info on that later,
yeah.
But I'm kind of interested to see how your Infinity game went. Like, did you lose or did you win?
I fucking lost.
How, like,
I lost because so we're playing a scenario. It's called hold up. We gotta name the scenario. Because me and Van are doing a campaign right now. This is our fourth mission in our campaign, and in today's scenario, we did a mission called Data Recovery, where we have to try to hack a like a module,
mm-hmm.
like a objective. If you don't know Infinity that well, it's pretty much like a sci-fi tabletop miniature game. Very shooty-shooty.
With
lots of hacking.
It's sci-fi. It's futuristic.
Which is very futuristic.
It has... everyone pretty much has a gun. Almost everyone has a gun. So,
yeah.
And then it's alternate... It's alternate model activation?
No. It's kind of like alternate.
Everyone activates, but you have the option to react.
Yeah, I think we should do one episode of talk about Infinity.
Yeah,
I think we should do that.
What we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, but for now, so me and Van played a game where the scenario where we would, there's 3 computers on board on a table,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to try to hack the computer to get, I guess, information. If you want to put some fluff into it.
Mm-hmm.
So Van got one of his characters up to a module, and he managed to hack it, but I couldn't get, because most of my models pretty much died on the way in, because Van shot me on the way in, so that sucked. So Van plays like with 3 models, I had 5, like by the time I got to the computer, Riley started barking.
bunch of dogs started barking.
Yeah, so by the time I got to the computer...
Riley! Riley!
I hate the other dog there. But. So by the time I got to the computer, I only had three guys left. And I just didn't have enough firepower to stop Ben. Because his models are bullshit. Even though it's three models. So when we have our, we'll do an Infinity episode where we'll talk about this. So if you don't know what we're talking about, if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Just know that I lost. And so far in me and Van's campaign, his faction, which is called the Combined Army, it's kind of like an alien faction. It's pretty much leading his his push into Nomad's territory, which I don't blame Nomad's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, good stuff.
I was looking at some models from Yuching.
Yeah.
Because that looks... I mean, one, someone... No, that's how you pronounce it. I was actually reading it up. Like, that's how you actually pronounce it. With, like, it's the J, it's pronounced the C.
Yeah.
So Yuching.
It's like Chinese.
They have the second best looking models. Like, I want to... I actually want to play Pano because I like the way the military orders look.
Get it!
The knights. No, but Trey plays it. So I'm not going to... I don't know how deep I'll get into it if I do get into it.
Trey's going to leave anyways.
We all are, actually. Yeah. But... I'm not sure if I want to get those. I mean, because I want to play Space Samurais. Come on.
Space
Samurai.
Yeah.
And ninjas.
Space ninjas.
I mean, that's something that steps out. Like,
yeah.
It's like outside of what I'm used to, like religious orders.
Yeah.
So it looks really cool. I might actually get
Get
into Japanese sectoral army.
Japanese sectoral army.
So I don't know. We'll see. See how good it is. The models are cool. Like, I just like all the models. They all have guns, but they all have katanas. So
I think all of the Infinity models actually looks pretty cool. I think we should do one episode like what we did with War Machine when we started our podcast before.
Which one?
When we started our podcast. On this podcast, we talk about War Machine in our game section. So I think we should do the same thing with Infinity.
Well, it just depends. Like, I don't play. So you would have to do all the talking.
That's fine.
As long as you get to it.
But like, we can share in the fluff and story and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's fine. I mean, if we can get like Fan in here,
talk about it. We'll probably schedule it, so
we'll get someone else,
yeah.
Someone more knowledgeable, because I'm not.
Oh,
I am
not
that knowledgeable.
He's not either.
Huh?
He's not either. He's more heavily into
40K
and War Machine.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows more. He knows more than I would.
He does. But yeah, I think we should. We'll do that one day. We'll do Infinity Talk. So, this is just a bit of a teaser. But it's a fun game. If you want to check it out.
Well,
it's Infinity the Game by Corvus Belli.
I think the good thing that I really like about Infinity
low model count.
Yeah, it's one's low model count.
Yeah.
So it's not that expensive. Yep. It's like in my head, it's not that expensive.
Well, it's not. Like, you only need like $30 for sectoral, and then after that, you're not gonna spend more than $100.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a pretty good army.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it, and it's like, I want to kind of get rid of some of my other miniatures so I can actually buy that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm actually thinking about getting rid of? My D&D miniatures.
Yeah, I don't really play D&D much. Either.
No, I have some like very rare ones.
Yeah.
Like that Hydra.
Yeah.
Hydra alone is like $50.
Nice.
If I can sell it online.
Go
Hydra,
for it.
I got like a couple of dragons.
Yeah.
I'll probably keep my purple dragon. I really liked it.
I don't remember. Like, I know I have some of Band's models, so I gotta be careful if I were to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one way I think I can fund it. Say if I get rid of some of my Animatactic stuff, or if I get rid of my
I'm still trying to sell my Crick stuff.
No one bit?
No.
Oh,
who wants to play Cricks?
No one wants to play Cricks.
Everyone's
selling.
Exactly. Everyone's selling Cricks.
Everyone's Crick stock is going down.
Yep.
Down. Sell.
Don't worry. It's going to come back up. Private Defense is going to be like, oh, we need to reset Cricks just like Scorn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Race to the bottom.
Yep.
But yeah, so I want to get into Yuching. I mean,
that's cool.
that's the second
one. That's cool. Yeah,
I saw some of Trey's like Trey's models look cool, man. Those knights look super cool.
Those knights are awesome.
But I guess like I'll go with Space Samurai.
Space Samurai. Yeah, I mean, Yuching was like my second faction I was looking into aside from Pano.
Yeah,
because I love how their tags look.
Yuching's tag.
Yeah, the tags, they look freaking amazing. But now I'm starting to like Hawk Islam.
Hawk Islam?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks interesting.
Their heavy infantry looks fucking solid.
Yeah.
And that freaking scorpion tag looking model. I want that model. It's so cool. But yeah, if I want to get Red Veil, it's Hawk Islam.
I don't know if I want to get anything else.
I'll have like two factions ready. Nomads. I have Nomads. There's one more unit I want to get for Nomads. It's called the Mobile Brigada. It just reminds me of the Spartans in Halo.
Mm-hmm.
The way their armor look. But I'm set for Shock Army for Pano. So I'm pretty much good for.
Yeah, you play Pano as well.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I don't want to kind of, like I don't.
No, I play a different sectoral though.
No, but it doesn't matter. It I don't want to play the same army. Like,
it's
I
not the same army. I'm playing the freaking Shock Army of Acanto Sentimento.
So what's? And then yeah, but the one I want to play is the exact one that Trey's playing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to play that one.
Fine.
I'll play Yu Qing.
Yu Qing.
Yu
Qing. Chukis.
I don't want to, like, that's the thing, like, don't be racist, though.
It's okay, no one listens to this anyways.
No one listens to this anyway. so I'm going to think about getting.
Cool.
Other than that, there's still a couple things I want to get for War Machine.
Dude.
I want to get, if Eye of Truth comes out, I'm definitely going to buy that. That and the...
Is that Malekith's?
Yeah.
Fuck that, Jack.
You didn't play against it.
Yes, we did, remember?
No, like, recently.
Oh, yeah, but still.
I didn't play in that last game.
But still, fuck that, Jack. Fuck that shit. Fuck that, Jack.
I think I would have killed more of your Jacks.
You probably did, yeah.
Because you're luckily your inviolable resolve or whatever. No, no, no. Your D cell.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't affect D cell.
That's minus two.
Yeah.
Suck it. You would have died.
Would have, but you didn't put it in. Fucking kill that thing.
I want to get that. I want to get Fiora's Jack. I want to get Fiora 3 still. I mean, I mentioned this last weekend.
Oh, I picked up. Tyrion.
The caster?
Yeah.
Tyrone. Don't get Tyrone?
Yeah.
Just calling him.
Looks pretty cool. His stat, I'm just trying to find a list how to build him.
Yeah.
He seems like he seems more like a super solo.
Rather like than, melee? Is he melee though?
Yep. Like I've seen some lists built for him. Like there's a lot of mage hunter, the battle mages. The one who does the push and pull.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like the fish a big jack. Into like a charge range and then have Tyrone just charge.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know yet. We'll see. Can't wait to get him. That model looks fucking amazing, like a freaking Power Ranger.
Yeah, it's a Battleborg? No.
Something like that. Yeah, it's more like a
Beetleborg?
Yeah, Beetleborg.
Beetleborg.
It's more like a Beetleborg.
Because he has that headpiece.
Yeah.
Or what's that? No, remember that cartoon? Anime? Ronin?
Oh, wait, that's a samurai one?
Yeah, but they transformed.
Yeah.
They had, no, there was samurai armor, but they had like one with like a beetle. It had like the big ass horns.
Don't remember that one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the
Ronin anime. It was like sort of like a cart. Like they can. I'm not sure if they transformed into their armor.
No, I think it's just an armor.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's what it kind of reminds me of too.
Damn, too bad Trey and Van didn't stick around.
Yeah. So we got like we played the War Machine,
mm-hmm.
And Guild Ball. We didn't really finish the Guild Ball, and then Trey and Van played Infinity and 40K. Kill Team.
Yeah, they play a small, very small 40K game.
It was cool. I mean, it was kind of very interesting to see two games running at the same time, different systems. So I kind of like that aspect.
I'm interested in trying out Kill Team though. I mean, it's fun, but I don't know. I'm scared if I get models, I'm going deep.
What? Shoot. We didn't get Tau?
Tau.
Yeah.
Tau Empire.
But
I don't know yet.
I don't think I'm gonna get into
40K. Don't. Dude, don't. I don't know. If I'm gonna go into 40K, I'm just gonna get. I don't wanna think about it.
I mean, I'm really super thinking about getting into Infinity.
Do it!
But it's just like I said, it's models and I have to get to it. The thing I like about Infinity though is like the basis doesn't look very intricate.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's very
it's just flat, easy.
Easy to get into it. So
yeah. I think there are base rules too. No, there isn't. Maybe I don't know.
Base rules?
Because I've seen like a lot of the models for tournament play, like the base is always flat. Yeah, I think it's never like some the War Machine models or some.
So let me know if you're down for Hack Islam.
I am.
So if we can get the if we can get a Red Veil box cheap, maybe I'll go in with you.
Yeah, let me know.
$75, right? No.
It's half of 75.
35 bucks. Yeah. 32.50.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, if you can find a Hack Islam box, I'll give you 32.50 for it.
I'm down for that.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, we sort of normal, not normal, but like same amount of games last week as we played this week.
Yeah. Oh, between me and you, yeah.
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 I kind of got here late, and they were on one of the tables, so we didn't play until like later 5 on. O'clock.
Yeah. Oh, which is fine. I didn't really want to get distracted because Trey was still kind of learning the game, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. I mean, I didn't mind. I mean, we usually get one full game of War Machine in, and then sometimes we get like something else. And we ran that game down to almost two.
Oh, yeah. We really grinded our.
We went to, almost went to time.
You almost went to time.
I almost clocked yourself. That's why I'm like, fucking Virus has to die or else I'm done. This game's over.
Yeah.
So, but it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else for gaming.
No.
I'm trying to work on my models for War Machine
so I
can actually get them painted up.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard. Like, it's just so hard at night because I get home. I'm just so tired. So.
Yeah, I know. I love that feeling.
We'll see. I'm going to try to get at least the Testament finished today.
I should try to put together my Scorn models. I still have, like, the Karax and the Swordsman to put together.
Because
I heard they're baller now.
Yeah.
Karax is baller, the UA. I'm going to try. I'm going to look for the UA.
Wow.
Play some Scorn!
Yeah.
I'm going to play Scorn-ergy. Some Scorn.
That Scorn-ergy. But other than that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much it for our talk. What's our time like?
We are at 57.
Well, that's not bad. It's
going 58.
Recommendations?
True, let's go. I have nothing yet.
I'm going to recommend everyone watch fucking John Wick 2.
Fuck yeah.
It is awesome. If you liked John Wick 1, you'll definitely love 2.
Yeah.
Same
formula as the first one? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keanu, like, so I was trying to talk to other people, and I was talking to Michelle about why I like John Wick 2 so much.
Yeah.
And one, I think they follow, especially the same reason you liked one. And one, they follow the Walt Disney's philosophy on rides, where you put so much detail in the ride that you can always find something new and different every time you ride it.
Yeah.
So, but John Wick 2, it's the world is so rich, and story, the stories, like, you can go off on so many stories with it.
Nice.
And it's very intriguing because it's like a secret society of assassins, and then there's rules, and
did they make a third?
The whole retirement part was really, you know, you can just get the fuck out and no one fucks with you, you know, because you're retired.
Yeah. Did they set it up for a sequel?
Oh, there's always a setup for a sequel.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a prequel.
Yeah. Oh, that's one thing too. So, like, John Wick Chapter 2 is what it's titled, right?
Yeah.
Actually starts maybe a few weeks after
the first one. Cool. Hey, it's not that far off.
So, I think I'm not sure if this is gonna be a spoiler, but it's the first scene in the movie is him doing badass shit. So. Yeah. So Keanu Reeves being Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
And it's very... The thing I liked about it was that Keanu Reeves looks like he can handle a gun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if you watched his Instagram that he put up, it's him doing target shots at a range.
I think he does his own... Like, in John Wick... the first John Wick, I know he does his own... He does a lot of his own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he did in this one, too. It looked like it was him. I mean, there was a couple of scenes where I think a stunt double was used because... Yeah. You know, like, some of the stuff, like, I don't know if you can do that.
Right?
Keanu Reeves is getting old.
Yeah.
But, he's not like Jackie Chan, where Jackie Chan did everything.
All of those things, but he's getting there, though. I mean, at least with John Wick, he seems like he did everything.
No, but, like, Jackie Chan had a lot of stuff, like, parkour-level shit, you know, that he was doing.
That's true.
But they had, like, a bunch of cool stunts. The gunplay was great.
Gotta watch it on Tuesday.
John Wick is very... Like, I think the other thing I liked about John Wick was his motivation is very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not, like, like in the first movie, if that dude would have just gave him his son, there would have been no fighting.
Right.
But I mean, as a father, you're not gonna give up your son.
Of course,
you know. Yeah. But I mean, that's what's funny though. Like,
but his father knew he's screwed.
Yeah, he's like, father's like, you can't do nothing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I love you, but you're fucked.
Get the hell out of here because you're gonna die. You know. But that's why, like, watching it is very interesting.
They want to rewatch the first one before I watch the second.
Oh yeah, I'm rewatch the first one just to rewatch the first one.
Do that.
I need to order it on Blu-ray though.
Right, it's worth order.
Oh yeah, I want to own that on Blu-ray, like high def in my house. Yeah. Like, fuck, it'd be awesome.
I saw Split last week. So you recommended it.
How is it?
It's fucking badass. It's amazing. Right?
McAvoy's awesome.
It is.
Yeah,
I love that little surprise in the end.
Oh, people may have not seen it. Wait, no one listens to this.
Exactly.
Who are we spoiling it for? For real.
Exactly. You know? If you haven't seen it yet, then you're fucked. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Bruce Willis is in it in the end.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's set in the...
It's the same universe as freaking Unbreakable.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
But I wonder if that's going to be like Unbreakable 2. It's coming out now. I wonder if James McAvoy's character is going to be the second villain. Because first it was Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know. Because it seems like his character is... It seems like he's going to be more like a... Not a hero, like an anti-hero kind of thing.
Bruce Willis?
No. James McAvoy's character. The Horde.
The Horde?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, they have very murderous intent, though.
Yeah, I know. But for... Like... That's what I'm saying. He's more like an anti-hero, where he only attacks those who have done, like, wrong things. I guess. Who aren't pure. There you go. That's what he said.
No, but... Yeah, but you're still attacking innocent people.
That's true. Or are they innocent?
Yes.
Are they?
Those two girls?
How do you know?
What was your crime? That they didn't know, have to suffer? They didn't suffer through anything?
No. Remember, I know at one point in the movie, the therapist was talking to his to Kevin.
Yeah.
About how the two girls grabbed his hand and put it on their boobs.
No, but that's not the same people.
How do you know?
No, because you were talking about your past...
Was recent, because I was in a zoo. The kids were going on a field trip.
Yeah.
You know, then they did that, this and that, you know. Two girls walked up to him, grabbed his hand, and put him on their breasts.
I don't think that's them, though.
I think that's them.
Oh, because he was stalking.
I think that's
them. He was stalking them because,
Because they're not pure.
Yeah, you know, yeah, because they haven't, they're not, they're just like, they're spoiled.
Yeah, spoiled brats, people. So they don't know what... You know, people who suffered went through.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So I'm like, way, it doesn't, like, that's literally not a reason to kill a person.
I still think his character is going to be an anti-hero.
I don't. He murdered two people that should not have been murdered.
I don't think he's a villain. Don't think he's a villain. Like,
who's going to attack Mr. Glass?
He didn't die, right?
No, he's in prison.
He's in prison, okay, yeah, that's making sure. I think Mr. Glass might be the villain.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever twist Shyamalan.
But I heard that's Unbreakable was supposed to be one big movie, but he had to cut it down.
Yeah.
Like, Unbreakable is the first chapter, and this will be the second chapter in that universe.
I heard, I was reading an article about it, and he was saying that this was actually supposed, like, his character was supposed to be Unbreakable. Like, he was actually supposed to have multiple personalities.
Yeah.
And then they switched it up. So that's why he had that in mind, is because this movie was actually supposed to be the first Unbreakable.
Yeah, supposed to be. It's not. I love the movie, though. I think what really drew it to me was the little cameo with Bruce Willis in the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, sweet. Fuck.
No, because the first thing, you hear the music, and you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. And then you see, what was his name? Mr. Glass. The guy, said guy in a wheelchair. I'm like, oh, Mr. Glass.
Yeah. A guy in a wheelchair has the same name. It has a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, Mr. Glass. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Like, when a lady said in a wheelchair.
Wheelchair, I was like,
Mr. Glass. And Bruce Willis right in the background. I knew it.
Yeah. He says Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
It's sweet. So what are you going to recommend?
Huh?
That was my recommendation.
Yeah, I know.
Go watch John Wick 2.
I would recommend another place to eat.
Ooh.
It's called the Taco Shack right here down in Agate.
Dude,
it's good.
It used to be
I think
Buen Provecho.
I don't know what it's called before.
No, because it used to be a truck.
Yeah.
It used to be a mobile truck.
Yeah.
I think it was called Buen Provecho.
It's pretty good.
Buen Provecho.
It's pretty good. Like, I've only I never recommended Caliente. Like, this will be second
for Mexican spots.
Yeah.
What about Taco Bell? It's also right down the street.
Yeah. Well, no, Taco Bell's not Mexican, yo. Come on,
tacos and burritos.
Yeah, but yeah, I would recommend that place. I just had their pulled pork burrito. That's fucking good.
How is the pricing on it?
Prices are right, like $10 for a pretty fat burrito.
Okay,
it's almost like the
size of Caliente.
Yeah, roughly the same size Caliente. The thickness is the same. Ooh. Almost.
Technically, like, but do you know their operating times? Time they open?
No, I think I know they open at 10 a.m. I don't know what time they close at night though.
That's like, maybe I'll drive by and see.
It's better if you go to an early, because like if you go there in the evening, like some of the ingredients will be out.
Hmm.
Yeah, like one time we went there like around dinner time, like around 6, 7, like they didn't have like the pulled pork or the brisket. They were still preparing it. So it's better if you go there like around lunch or like before, a little after.
Downside is Michelle does not like Mexican.
Oh,
I know.
That's sad.
I know.
She's missing out on good food.
I know.
At first, Steph was like that too, but then when she tried Caliente, like, it changed her mind. Like, yeah.
No.
Next one we're going to try is Taco Sinaloa, Tumon.
Taco Sinaloa?
Yeah.
I heard the place is not bad. That other place, Margarita, closed, I think.
Wait, I heard that place sucks.
Yeah, I ate there once. I never ate there again.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll recommend if you're down south in Agate, that place right next to Mobile in Agate, near Napa.
That old restaurant, movie restaurant.
Yeah. Not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's called Taco Shack. Good place. Yeah. The quesadilla is great. The taco, I like the taco shells because it's really homemade. Yeah. You can really taste it. The burrito's okay. So far, I like the pulled pork. Mm-hmm. I've yet to try the brisket. I'm going to try that next. But yeah, the pulled pork's amazing.
Okay.
And the three sauces that it comes with, that's a thing going, it's, I forgot, but it was good.
Yeah, sweet.
So if you're down south in Agate, check that place out. Because there's not many restaurants in Agate. That's good. So, and this one's actually good.
All right. Awesome. So that's going to be it for the podcast.
Yep.
Some announcements / updates. If you're listening to this episode through the website, or our blog, the barbellsandboxcars.wordpress.com. Subscribe to the feed, mm-hmm. And we'll put the feed. Can you put the feed in the show notes?
Yes.
Or we'll try to make a post on the blog, the website.
Okay.
That has the feed. The feed
link. The feed should be there.
Huh?
The feed link should be there.
No. You only post the episode link, but the feed burner link is the one we need for stats and stuff. So if you're listening through it, like, we just submitted the podcast to iTunes and we submitted the podcast to Google Play, and it's on Google Play. If you're trying to find it, if not, check out your whatever app podcast app you're using.
App, yeah.
So. Only thing is, we're trying to get stats on actual readers. So, like, we actually don't know how many people listen to it, if anyone listens to it at all.
No one.
Because we don't know, because we don't have the stats for it.
Yeah, again, no one listens to it anyway.
Yeah, no one listens
to it. So, like, four people.
Let's be optimistic.
Yeah.
For the four people out there.
Well, being optimistic, really? Two.
All right. Okay. That's pessimistic. Anyway, double check if you're subscribed to that feed. We'll try to put that out there, so it makes it easier for us to track this out.
Yep. So how can they find you, Nick?
How can they find me?
Mm-hmm.
As always, Snapchat, Instagram, Instagram, Twitter at enpalomo.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they find you, Doc?
You can just find me on Instagram at rybarzabal. That's rybarzabal.
You can find the.
You can also find our
podcasts at on Facebook. Search Barbells and Boxcars or facebook.com/barbellsandboxcars.
And you can look for our gaming group at Facebook also /LimitlessFails. Right?
Yes, Limitless Fails.
Yeah.
Check out our Instagram. We have Instagram for both Limitless Fails and the Barbells and Boxcars.
Did you make the Guam miniature game?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Thank you. I think I'm the admin on that. I made that like 4 years ago.
I know.
So,
just wondering.
Yeah. So.
And if you're also looking for a gym, if you're from Guam, I would highly recommend Custom Fitness.
CrossFit Golf Nutgut and Inigua.
In Inigua, behind 76. You really can't miss it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. That's pretty much it. Yeah. I don't have I don't have anything else to put up.
Yeah.
So I guess see you guys next week.
Yeah, hopefully next week.
Well, I'm pretty sure we'll
see you in the next episode.
We're trying to be very consistent now.
Yeah, so this has been Marbles and Boxcars episode 17. I'm Riddell.
I'm Nick. Drop that controller and get at it.
I almost forgot about that.
Duh.
Yeah. Thank God we
such
did.
A pro.
What kind of tab is that?
It's NVIDIA Shield.
Oh. A what?
NVIDIA Shield.
NVIDIA Shield. Is that a gaming tab?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I'm just testing the sound. Say something, Nick.
Yo, yo, yo. Is that Omni?
Yeah.
Do you want to switch it off from Omni?
Why?
Because it captures more shit.
It does capture more shit. I can hear stuff.
Yeah, so you want to... I'll sit on that side if I need to.
Nah.
Or you can put it here.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying it out.
Oh, okay.
See, just put it right there. I can hear you. It's perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes. Okay, so episode 17. Barbells and Boxcars.
Do you have another... do you have a funny intro?
I don't believe we ever had one.
Oh. Remember, the tagline is drop the controller and get at it.
Yeah.
Just so
what?
We it's are perfect. aware. What kind of mixer are we looking for?
Any kind. Don't matter. As long as we can hook up our own mics, earphones.
Mixing console? Is that what it's called? Mixing console?
I guess so. Wait, are you even, is that even for sure you're staying?
No, I'm just eventually. Even if we don't, and I have to Skype in to do this.
Oh yeah, I gotta do it on my end.
Yeah.
I'm recording it.
Yamaha 610 OBO. What's the cheapest? Get the lowest cheapest. Price plus shipping.
Just check Amazon.
Oh, these are fucking buttons. I don't want buttons. I want the actual fucking mixer.
Whoa. What's wrong with buttons?
You want, oh, yeah.
Button is easy?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Two buttons. I still love those old sketches.
Right?
Rene Goob. You know, he's in. He was in a TV show.
It was?
Yeah, it was like... Well, it featured, like, another guy that's Filipino.
Okay.
It's called, it's on Netflix. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Or Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? The chick, like, sings and stuff in it.
I think I know what that is.
Kevin Chan is Filipino.
Okay, cool.
And they talk like they're Filipino. Oh, realistic stereo console in excellent condition.
Okay. You got your recommendations?
Yeah, I got mine. John Wick.
Of course.
And you can't steal it because you haven't fucking seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. Go fuck yourself.
I'm just saying.
I did see Split, though. That's
sure.
Pretty good.
You did? Okay, yeah. We can talk about that.
Okay, ready? Enjoy us in. 3, 2,
great.
Wait, ready?
Hold on. Okay, never mind. Let me get out of this. Just so we can get general topics. CrossFit, no news. Do you have any news?
Nope.
CrossFit news.
When do I ever have the news?
You fucking maybe read more shit than I do.
Huh?
Maybe you read more. I don't know.
Nope.
Okay, so no news.
No news for me.
Okay, so talk about our CrossFit week. I can talk about how I lost skills.
That's you lost your skills.
I lost some skills.
Sorry. Just the microphone's inside.
Okay. I don't know. Did you do anything last week that's interesting?
Deadlifts? No.
Just deadlifting?
I know I did Barbara when we did it on Friday. I remember doing it by myself.
Why?
A while back.
You didn't have it? Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I told you about this. When I kind of missed 2 days and did a workout at home. I decided to do Barbara by myself.
Oh, that's the pull-up.
It's the 20 pull-ups,
20
30 sit-ups. No, 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, 50 squats.
Yeah, but it's rest for time.
Yeah. And then, but this, on Friday we did it on with partner, so.
Didn't you not finish that?
Yeah, I didn't finish that. Cause fuck that shit.
That was when you didn't finish?
Cause screw that shit.
Okay, so we can talk about that.
Yeah.
And then wargaming. We'll talk about
us. Oh, we playing. Did a lot of wargaming today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of people showed up.
So a bunch of people showed up.
I was like, after our rant, we actually got more than two people here. But I don't know. Do you think, does Van listen to that podcast?
No.
No, he doesn't listen to it. Okay.
No, I don't think he does. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe that's why he showed up. They got to talk shit about me again.
Well, he always shows up. He doesn't even care. Then again, he knows our concerns anyways, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, ready?
Tell it to your face, you weird. Okay, was it podcast where...
Try to do CrossFit.
Two of you guys tried to do CrossFit. And failed as well.
Failed as well. Okay. So let's play that way. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, and go.
Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of Barbells and Boxcars. I'm Nick.
And I'm Riddell.
And we fucked up that intro.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we forgot about okay. Two guys.
Yeah, let's redo
two
this.
Two guys trying to do CrossFit and Phil Dashwells. Okay, got it.
This is our what is it? Pre-ramble talk.
Pre-ramble talk.
Okay, ready? Reset.
Reset.
Oh, we didn't even discuss this right before you even push play.
God damn. Okay, ready?
All right. Three,
two,
two,
one.